Hey everybody, welcome to Warfare Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 720 Blaze It, Power Ranger Samurai, episode 20. I don't remember the name.
The Ultimate Duel.
The Ultimate Duel. How could I forget?
It's the final, either the last duel ever or the best one. And I can't wait to find out which. It aired October 8th, 2011. It's almost Halloween. Written by Jonathan Rosenthal, directed by Akihiro Noguchi. The last couple have been written by one person, and that's weird.
For the season.
Like, not the same person, but just, like, only one writer.
Yeah.
Which is, like, how...
not the way the rest of this has gone.
Yeah, like, that's how normal Power Rangers was written. Anyway, this is the mid-season... Technically, this is a season finale, because, like, this is... Like, they only... I don't know if it was... I think it was Nickelodeon only ordered 20 episodes at a time, basically, or, like, 23, 22 episodes, however many... at a time, but they only ordered one, like, half season at a time for the remainder of their contract, which sucks because it keeps the Rangers on the hook in ways that they can't, like, work around.
Yeah.
Because they can just be like, oh, we're only doing half the season of Sam. We're not doing the other half. Like, what if they just decided they don't want to do the other half? And then it's like, well, it's March and we still live in Aotearoa, so that sucks that you did that to us. I would love to hear. I think someone's writing a book about, like, an oral history of Power Rangers. I think, like, Doug Sloan maybe is doing it. I doubt it'll reach this far because he was not working on the show this deep in it. But I'm very excited to hear about all the how that awful sausage got made. If you're new here, hey everybody! Oh, didn't see there. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh hey, come on in.
Oh, come sit. Hey, take a seat. Cup squat. Get some Power Rangers on your plate. Pull up a plate.
Tasty.
What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got YouTube or the DVDs, or if you got like a Betamax tape.
I don't think they made that.
Well, your grandpa had a Betamax player and he's really into tapes, so he kept taping them, and they're in crisp quality because the Betamax quality is off the charts as far as tapes go.
The problem is the layman does not care about that, and they just it was probably pricier.
It was a couple things. It was pricier, the layman didn't care, and porn went with VHSs.
No, because it was cheaper.
And so and usually, and this is not a joke, when it comes to physical media, whichever one porn picks is the one that wins, because they used to sell a lot of physical porn before the internet changed how that worked. That's why DVDs got popular. That's why Blu-ray won. It's because also because, let's be honest, HD DVD was not marketed well.
No.
They're like, what if it's just like Blu-ray, but the cases are ugly brown and you can only play them if you bought a thing for your Xbox 360? And the answer is, we'll just get a Blu-ray player and do that then. Instead.
For a long time, the answer was, I'm still going to get DVDs, actually.
Yeah, for real. I think I have, I do own one HD DVD because I own Serenity on
everything.
Almost every media format.
No, Betamax.
It was on Betamax. It was released on VHS, which I didn't find out about until like 3 years ago because I looked. Because it came out in 2005, and I think it came out on video in 2006, which is about when they stopped making VHS tapes, and I was like, it's gotta be, there's no way it's on VHS. And then I was just like, I randomly saw it online, and I was like not like for sale or anything, but just that it existed, and I was like, damn, I should have looked harder. Then I could have had, I don't have the final Infinity Stone of the Firefly sequel movie Serenity, which I have on DVD. Uh-huh. Full screen and widescreen DVDs. They're the same, but one's widescreen instead of full screen. HD DVD, collector's edition DVD, Blu-ray, and UMD.
for your PlayStation Portable.
For the PlayStation Portable, a thing I've never owned.
I have had one. I think I still have it in a box in the closet.
Oh, send it to me so I can watch Serenity on a little tiny
screen.
Well,
it was a PSP Go, so it didn't have the UMD drive.
Oh, what's even the point? Was that download only then? Was that
Yeah, it was digital only. Even but back it, then, it had that's a wild. Cool. It was like the Sidekick where the screen flipped up and the buttons were underneath it. So obviously that's the one I got.
Not to be an old man from 2004, but like, remember when phones used to look cool? I know we say this like probably three times a year, but like, man, things used to be neat all the time.
And it's like, there's a version of flip phones that are coming back, but they're lame.
It's flat screen lame. Flip phones, and I feel like they are probably the most fragile things on the planet Earth.
Yeah, you cannot clap that thing shut.
No, no. Both sides of the screen will explode into your eyes if you do that.
Gen Z and lower still does not have an angry way to hang up on somebody.
That's I feel like that's why the kids are the way they are, honestly, is because they've never been able to slam a phone shut on somebody or down. On the ringer. Even with like a cordless phone, just being able to like hit that that big tactile button good enough to turn it off, like.
Yeah, but then the phone was so sturdy that you also just slam it down on the bed and you're like, yeah. Or you just throw
it across the house.
I'm not throwing my $800 iPhone across the living room.
No, I feel like sometimes if you put it down on your bed too hard, it will crack and explode. Not mine. Mine's invincible. I've dropped it on concrete face down at Target before and it walked it off. It's got a little pitting on the side and that's it. But it scares everybody that sees it. I probably told it on the show before, but Scoot and I went to see Alley Catch wrestle in Vermont. And so I bought like some a sticker and some stuff. And I was like, can we get a picture? She's like, yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get a picture. And I pull out my phone and she goes, And I'm like, what? She's like, you just raw dog it? And I'm like, yeah, I don't like cases. She's like, that's disgusting.
I also do that. I get similar responses of, you don't put a case on that? And I said, no, I don't like the way it feels in my hand or pocket.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm not throwing my phone around all willy-nilly.
Yeah. And, it's not my intention to drop it, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a just-in-case kind of guy, I guess.
Yep.
I don't have a screen protector on it either.
Neither do I.
It's glass. I'm not rubbing diamonds on it. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. What's the worst that can happen? It's fine.
You're gonna be fine.
And then I see people with cracked screens, and I'm like, doesn't that slice your finger up? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, then what's the problem? Like, and you had a case on it. So who's the dumb now? Now you got a dumb case. If your case is like cool, I guess that's fine. But like a lot of people just have like one that they like click on because they need to have a case.
Yeah.
And like you need to hold out for better for yourself. You need to believe in yourself more. Anyway, do you want to go watch Ultimate Duel?
No.
No, well.
I just don't want the mid-season to be over.
I'm having too much of a fun time. I don't want to. You know what's weird? I was thinking about this yesterday. RPM, the good season, the only good season of Power Rangers, has a real sharp downturn towards the end, towards the middle, really.
Yeah.
That made it, whereas like every episode I was like, oh, I gotta watch RPM again. Like, how are they going to disappoint me today? For some reason, even though the season hasn't gotten, like, markedly better, like, every time this new episode, I'm like, I don't know, maybe this will be good. Like,
it's consistent all the way through, and it's hit enough. Like, there's been a couple good hits where it's like, maybe this will be one of the good ones.
It'll be a good one. And I'm, like, kind of okay
with
it.
Or it'll be a regular one, and at least I know what to expect.
Right.
Because it hasn't set me up to believe it's going to be anything different.
Exactly. It hasn't. My expectations are fully tempered with Power Rangers Samurai in a way that I really appreciate. Anyway, let's go watch it.
All right.
Let's samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh.
And we're back, and we just watched The Ultimate Duel.
Yeah.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how ultimate do you think the duel is?
Well, before the break, you said it's either the last or coolest.
Yeah, the last or the best one. So
I don't think it was the best one.
I don't think so either. And I am also pretty confident it's not the final one.
And I do think we will see more duels, but like the Rangers fighting a monster isn't a duel. So
no,
maybe it was the last one.
They will never do a one-on-one battle ever again.
No.
heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD. There's also an archive feed hosted on sysl.dev. It's not us. It's Sizzle that does that because he's smarter than we are.
Yeah. That we very much appreciate it.
We really, really appreciate it. you can email us littlelatest.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid, kind of. We're on Blue Sky, morphinggrid.bisky.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and PodKnife and PodBay and PodBB and PodDuel. You got to make them fight.
Yeah.
You got to make them fight on PodDuel.
You listen to them back to back, one episode of a different show back to back, and you pick one.
And then you pick the winner, and it summarily kills the other one.
Yeah.
And no one else can listen to. You can never listen to that episode again if you killed it.
Yeah.
Eventually, there will be one best episode of podcasts ever, according to your specific account on podduel.com or the app available now on your Zune. We can only get it onto the Zune marketplace. Everywhere else is the red tape, everywhere else is too much. Zune was like, hell yeah, put it on, brother. So it's a big day for Zune heads. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as $1 a month. You can help support the show for as much as you want. You can also help support the show at the $5 level. You do get access to the Discord, so you can come hang out and talk and chat and other synonyms for talk.
Yeah. Gab.
You can gab. We love a good yap.
Yeah, we love yapping.
Love a good yap.
If that's not evident.
15 minutes that you'll probably hear in the Frankencast. It's mostly just me dunking on Sentai, except for King Oger, which I do genuinely enjoy. Yeah. And Conquer Ranger, my beloved.
And then I'll chime in every once in a while with, what if the world was cool, though? And,
what if we did it good? Know. It started with us talking about how phones are bad now, and then because we're old men. Yeah. And then, anyway, you'll hear about that in the Frankencast, but those are Patreon exclusive, so you got to be on patreon.com/JakeandJosh if you want those. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
All right. I actually do have an update from last time before we jump in. I forgot that I wrote this down. So I went back to the end of the last episode to look at the credits. And number one, Dayu, Shammy, if you're nasty.
Uh-huh.
Her human name is Dahlia. I don't know if they said that.
Okay. I saw that last time and I got confused. And I thought maybe Dahlia was the new Nylock.
No, the new Nylock.
But I think there was also a credit for like voice of Silhouette or something.
Evil Shadow is the other guy. And it's not the same voice as Xandru. So it's a different guy. Presumably it's a different character also, and not just him when he was a fancy gentleman Nylock and not.
So the actress that played Dahlia was not Kay Elliott.
It was not.
According to the credits.
I did not see her name. I wish I wrote it down. I did look. I went on to, because it says Dahlia, and then there's a name that's not Kate Elliott. And I was like, I think that's her. Let me go check on Ranger Wiki. So I went to the Ranger Wiki, and I went to the Anti-Phantom page, so it didn't have a million ads. But here's the thing. Anti-Phantom is under attack, probably by fandom, because there's just – when you go there, it just says we're getting basically DDoSed all the time by, like – LLMs and stuff like scraping all of our data, and then also fandom is probably the one pointing him here, so they get their traffic. So I just went to RangerWiki .fandom.com, and I was there for 30 seconds.
Yeah, and Josh, your phone heated up to the temperature of the interior of a volcano.
My phone got
and also you have a window on your phone screen that's like the size of a postage stamp that you can actually see content in.
There's sort of like a Morticia Adams light slit that you can look at the words in between the many, many ads and pop-ups and whatnot. It didn't get too hot. I was only there for 30 seconds. Can you give me a number of how much percentage of my battery I lost in those 30 seconds? I started at 71%.
And you ended at 65.
I ended at 69%. No, okay. Sorry, 67%.
It's still 30 seconds on a website should
4%
not be
of my battery.
Not be a noticeable amount of battery life.
You can watch it tick down like a bomb when you are on that website. It's incredible.
The 24, the clock from 24 comes up.
Literally,
it's like, boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop.
I was like, do we need to get Jack Bauer into the server to turn it off from being clearly some sort of sinister activity is
definitely
happening.
Yeah, fandom are digital terrorists.
It's pretty bad. I do need to look her name up again. I will do that later. I'm not going to do it now. I'll lose even more percent of my precious battery. So we get a Preebs to kick the thing off with, to just to give you a little catch up on last time. And then we start off with showing the fight between Shammy and Mia again. The start of it before Emily blocks and then gets cut one time in the ribs and knocked down.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little bit more. There's like a little extra where Mia's like, I thought you still had some humanity left in you.
Yeah, they either reshot it or they shot it twice. Because I feel like at the end of the last episode when this happened, it was kind of like an aerial shot. Or it was from a different angle.
Yeah.
And this time it's like face on to Mia yelling at Dayu. And we can still see Dayu
in
the scene.
Because when she first yells, she's like, how could I think to help you? And then there's like, that's where it ended last time. And then we get that again from a different angle. And then she's like, is there any humanity left in you at all? And Dayu's like, no, obviously not.
No, and I'm obviously not going to waste my time with you naive girls.
Little girls. And I'm going to leave now. And then it's like, okay, the lady does protest a little too much.
Yeah.
So she leaves. Then we cut to Decker, who raises his blade menacingly at Jaden and Antonio. And here's the thing I noticed in the Preebs that I didn't notice last time, is that when the door opens, when Jaden like steps up to Decker and Antonio then steps up to Jaden, Antonio gets so close to Jaden that he is essentially grinding on the side of his leg.
Yeah.
Like they are at a high school dance.
Like he's a little cutlet.
Like he's, yeah. He is like, oh, he closes the distance so quick and gets so close that it's like, hey, no one's trying to steal him. Don't worry.
Well, look, he's a little threatened by Decker.
Little bit. Decker's like a hot man. Jaden seems to be very into him.
He's like, hey,
so
the only guy that makes Jaden feel any emotions is me.
Yeah. I already had to beat this out of Kevin once. Decker's like, it's time to go. And Jaden's like, I can't barely stand. And then a bunch of Moogies show up, and Decker's like, oh, for Christ's sake.
This, so it's like an extreme close-up on Decker. He's like the whole left half of the screen.
Yeah.
And there's the group of Moogies behind him. And he says the wordiest thing ever. He's like, it seems like Master Xandru and his noodle-faced minion Octaroo have made sure that our battle has been interrupted yet again, Red Ranger. Like, he just keeps saying more things.
And it's like, if I were the Moogies, I would have tried to, like, punch him in the nuts once, you know, just, like, while he's yapping.
It's like, what a mouthful.
It is a lot. He could have just been like, not again. You know, like, there's so much. I think the problem is that less is more, and a lot of people don't get that. But he does. He then turns into his, like, his bone boy form, and then just cuts them down, all the Moogies.
Because they like run past him like they're going after Jaden, and he says, nobody puts a hand on the Red Ranger.
And then Antonio holds Jaden tighter.
Yeah.
As Decker says that.
He kills all the Moogies, and then Jaden and Antonio are like, Jaden's like so tired, we just had a big fight, and Decker's like, I'm getting real sick of this.
I don't care. It's time.
He's like, fine, you have till tomorrow. Tomorrow at noon. We're going to fight, and if we don't, I'm going to start killing people.
Yeah, I do like how this kind of goes, because Antonio's like, we don't fight people for no reason. And Decker's like, I do not care, you have one day. And then Jane's like, Antonio just said we don't fight people for no reason. It's like, yeah, we were here. It was 1 second ago.
And Jaden also adds the, like, you know, I'm a Power Ranger, and so my duty is to protect innocent people. And Decker's
like, well,
if you don't show up, I'm going to start filleting innocent people.
Yeah, Uramasa, like, he won't be, like, sated, but he can get his beak wet on innocent people if that's what you want. Anyway, 24 hours. There's, like, a little bit more. I forget exactly what they said, but there's, like, a little bit more where he's, like, Jaden does the thing that, like, Mia did last time where it's, like, justifying to the audience of, like, why it's okay to kill him. Because he's like, I guess there's no human left in you, and you are just all Nihilog or something like that.
Yeah, if you would hurt innocent people, then you're not half human. You're full Nihilog.
You're total Bigfoot.
And Decker's like, whatever, dude. Just meet me at the ocean.
tomorrow, noon, by the sea. Disappears.
Yeah.
Go to the theme song. We come back. We're on the boat. And Octaroo is complaining about the Red Ranger and Decker. He's like, ooh, ah, ooh, I hate those two. And then Xandru is smartly like, I don't like Decker at all, but if he's going to kill the Red Ranger, that'll deal with our ceiling problem. So I guess, like, let him fight.
Yeah. And then Rhinosnor is sitting off in the corner. He's like, I need medicine.
I also need medicine.
And Xandru just says, look, bud, you did not raise the river even a single inch.
At all.
Everyone was sleeping. Nobody was scared.
They loved their dreams.
Not only are they sleeping, yeah, you give them good dreams.
Because I guess, like, you take away the good and that's the scary part. Like, they get lured into a false sense of security. But, like, that didn't happen this time. So they all just had nice dreams for a little while. They just were on a bench.
Yeah.
So he's like, get back out there. And he's like, all right, I'll go.
I also noticed, because at first I thought he had, like, there's his weird rhino face.
Yeah.
And then on the left.
Also kind of a bull face.
On the left is a big elephant ear.
Uh-huh.
And on the right is what I thought was like a curled ram's horn. But when you see it from the side, it's a whole elephant head. And the curl is the trunk. And it has tusks and a face and everything.
That's weird that they would not call him like Elephantopolis or something like that.
Rhinocephant.
Rhinocephant. Ella. Sleep. Sleep a fence.
Mana.
Oh, Mana. he's a heffalump. He's also, I don't know if we said this last time.
Snoozalupagus.
I love Snoozalupagus. I don't know if we said this last time. He is also like split down, his color scheme is split down the middle, which like, I guess half of, like a lot of the people, the monsters have this sort of deal where like one side is like brown and the other side is like green goblin swirls. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty neat. So we cut from there to the kitchen at the Sheba house, and Mia's making tea, and Emily comes in and is like, hey, Mia. And Mia's like, I was just about to bring you tea. And she's like, you gotta stop fussing over me. I'm fine. She's like, I know, but I got distracted by Dayu, and then you got hurt, and so I'm upset about that. And she's like, you're being too hard on yourself. I don't know if there's any more to it than that.
I think that's about it.
There's a lot of these little quiet moments in this episode, which I kind of appreciate. It would be nicer if the acting was a little better, but like, I do like when they just have a moment to like try new stuff and not just be yelling.
Yeah, it's just like character and relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mike comes in and he's like, hey, we're having a meeting in the other room.
And it's important.
And we got to go. So we go into the meeting, and the meeting is about the Decker fight tomorrow at noon. And Kevin, and I hate to say this, makes a great point.
Yeah, Kevin making a lot of sense here.
Kevin's making a lot of sense because Jayden's like, I got to fight him alone. And Kevin's like, why? And he's like, well, because I have to. And he's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, and then Antonio was like, well, yeah, but Decker said, like, if he doesn't duel him alone, then he's going to hurt innocent people. And Kevin's like, so?
So?
Like, then we will just deal with him like we do with every other Nylock.
He says at one point, like, since when do we let the Nylock dictate how we battle?
Yeah.
And like, that's a great question that no one has an answer to, because Jayden's like, I just gotta.
Yeah,
and
like, he just kind of walks out. He's like, I'm doing it, okay?
He's like, that's it. And that's all there is to it. As he leaves, Mia's like, I now know that Decker won't stop until we let them duel. I didn't before, but I found out. that he won't stop.
Yeah.
I was like, does this,
and
like,
he will not stop until he is engaged with battle with Jayden.
And he, and like, it's just the same. It's like a continuation of the last of the time where it's like, anyway, it's okay when we kill Dayu, even though we saw her terrible, horribly tragic backstory.
Like, I don't understand the point of the backstory if they're just going to have the Rangers kill them.
Right. It's, and like, especially with like with Dayu, it's like we see that like she is tricked and like there's tragedy there, and she like, if anything, needs to be rescued. Like, she is like as much of a victim as any other random person, right?
Yeah.
And with Decker, they set up this whole thing of him being like, I gotta get the best fight because I don't remember anything except for blood, and I need the blood for my sword Uramasa, and it's gotta be against Jayden. It's gotta be in, you gotta be in top condition. And they do that four times this season, and then by the end he's like, I actually don't care anymore, we gotta do this now, you keep getting hurt, I wanna fight right now.
There's never gonna be a good time, so we gotta just do it.
like there if they would have done it a little differently, if they would have if he would have just like attacked Jaden and been like, we're fighting now, and Jaden would be like, I thought you wanted to wait until I was at my peak, and he would have been like, I can't stop myself anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think you understand. Like, the sword is in control right now.
Yeah. Then like I feel like that would be so much better than him just being like, actually those four times I saved you and made and got you healthy again don't matter anymore. you gotta kill me. Despite the tragic backstory that I also share with Dayu. So then Kevin's like, Jane's not just like during this, after Jane leaves, he's like, Jane's not just our, I guess Jane's, no, Jane didn't leave yet. Jane's still there for this because he's like, Jane's not just our leader. He also is the only one who can do the sealing power. And there's a shot of Jaden looking guilty.
Just a little like, mm.
And then he gets up and he's like,
I have a secret, actually.
And he gets up and he's like, this discussion is over. And he leaves. And then we cut to the woods and Shammy has her Shamisen and she's crying over it. And she's like, I've been, you know, a Nihloc for centuries or whatever. And this is like my last connection to my human life and the past. And he destroyed it. And yeah. Now even
and
this is ruined.
She says like, now it's ugly too. Like, everything's gross.
Yeah. Like me, the
Shamisen.
It's like, well, I mean,
Decker's monster form.
It ain't bad.
It's a little hot.
It's a little hot. And also, Shammy, if I'm being very honest, you could probably clean up if you wanted to. Like, it's I don't think it would be a problem. But then Decker, speaking of Decker, he comes in and he's like, what are you doing in the human world? And she's like, nothing. What are you doing in the human world? And he's like, tomorrow's my last day. I'm clocking out tomorrow.
Tomorrow I finally get the ultimate duel.
And it's one way or the other. I'll be free of this curse. And then he like walks away. And,
like that's like if they fight and Decker wins.
Yeah.
Then he just needs to fight the next strongest one. Right. Like it's a curse. It's not like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The condition of the curse is not kill Jaden.
It, right. It's not win the
it
duel.
Is
it's
wander the earth looking for the best fight.
Yeah. I feel like that also could have been the story instead. And like he's been like, I've killed a lot of people with this sword. And yeah. Jaden, you're up. You're on the block. Let's go next. But then, so he like leaves, and she like looks longingly at him. And then we go to commercial. And when we come back, it's the next morning, and Jaden walks out of the house already, and everybody's like waiting for him when they leave. And I thought Antonio wasn't here for a second because of the way they shot it, but he is here. He's like, it's time to go. I got to get ready. And they're like, you're gonna do it. And Antonio's like, I've always known you were the best, even since we were a little kid.
Yeah, they all say, like, go get him, Tiger.
And then the gap sensor goes off, and they're like, oh, no, what do we do? And he pulls out his two power discs.
Yeah, he gives them to Kevin, and he says, you need to lead the team while I'm gone.
Yeah, so you can make the Megazord with these, and I'll go, and I gotta fight Decker, because I gotta. And they're like, okay. And then I thought, what about the black box? Did we just abandon that fully?
Would it have been better if when they were all gathered around talking about the fight and Kevin was like, why don't we just fight him like we do everyone else? Like, he'll be mad if we all show up, but what's he going to do?
Right. If he runs away, then that was the
plan. And what actually made Jaden have to go on his own is that the Nihloc attack happens
that would have been
the same
so
time.
Clean, right? Like, it would have been. Because you could even have Jaden be like, I don't want to do that. It's not honorable. And Kevin be like, I don't care. It's how we fight monsters. Like, that's the purpose of the team of the Power Rangers. And then the gap sensor goes off. Yeah,
yeah, we're not going to lose the Earth because of your honor, Jaden.
Yeah, like, get it together, man. And then the gap sensor goes off, and they're like, well, we can't be in two places at once. And if I give you my discs, you can do the Zords. And then they'd be like, oh, okay, fine. And I think that would have been a lot cleaner. So many little changes in this season, and you could have a pretty solid season of Power Rangers out of it, I think. Mentor, like, nods at Jaden, like, yeah, go, don't die. And, like, and they leave. And then we cut back to the office park, and Ronnie Caroline is there. He's back again, but he doesn't have his sleep gas. And he's like, I guess I'll just eat you raw like sushi. I want to put you to sleep and eat you that way after you have the good dream sauce. But instead, yeah. I guess I'll just eat you raw like sushi. And then the Rangers show up and he gets attacked. And then they morph. And Josh, this is probably the third longest morph possible.
It would be the longest if Jaden was also here.
Yeah. It's the whole damn thing.
It's all five of them. Because Antonio also does a full morph. And they'd go through the whole, each one of them individually goes through the whole motion, and then they're like, samurai ready, and then it goes to the next one.
Yeah, and it even does the part where they, like, because they grab their sword out of the air as part of the regular morph sequence, and then they, like, then they're Power Rangers. Then there's, like, a supplementary part where they pull out their discs from their belt and put that on their sword, and they all do that, too. And yeah. It's like, wow, this is, you had nothing else that you could have done this episode.
It's a season finale. You got to get the whole sequence in.
I guess, but Bulk and Spike are not in this episode, and, like, I feel like if any time they were to be here, like, it's weird that they are not in the season finale. It's almost like they're not important to the story or the show.
Almost.
They morph, they start fighting. We cut to Decker waiting on the beach, and Jaden slow-mo walks up, and it's like bad slow-mo. Like, it's like choppy for some reason. I don't know why. And then Decker's like, took you long enough, but I knew you'd be here because you're a freak like me, and you got to have this fight.
Because it's like 12:02, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't here right at noon, but it's okay. I did not kill a single mother while I was waiting. Yeah. So
I'm on, that's why I picked a,
you're lucky this time, buddy.
That's why I picked a secluded beach, you know, for plausible deniability.
That's the thing too, is he's like, meet me by the beach, like by the ocean. Mm-hmm. Where there's not people.
Yeah.
So bring the crew, man. Like,
bring him. Bring him. Also, like you have a flying Zord, right? Just do a lap overhead out of just high enough that they can't see it, and then just jump down your Power Rangers. You can do that.
Yeah.
And just jump his ass and kill him. Like,
show up in the Megazord and just kick him into the ocean.
Right? Just one of these days, this is my favorite part of the 2017 movie, is when they're like, well, we haven't figured out how to morph yet, but we do have lead pipes and chains. So let's just go beat Rita's ass with human stuff that we found. And, like, I wish a real season of Power Rangers would just be like, I don't know, what if we just jump their ass? Like, what if we just, like, absolutely knuckle him to death?
If we go full Terry Funk on his ass?
What if we just Terry Funk his ass until he's dead and buried in the ground? Like, one time Terry Funk got kicked by a horse and, like, yelled at the horse about it. And that, I think about that every day. I watched on TV Terry Funk get kicked by a horse in the shoulder and then do a motion as if, like, if you do that again, horse, I swear to God. I think about that all the time. Terry Funk should have been a superhero.
Yeah.
If Terry Funk was Batman, there would be no Joker. I can tell you that for free. You would not have a Joker problem for very long. So they start fighting. They start doing the ultimate duel. It's okay.
It's not exciting.
No, they end up getting in the water.
They're just kind of bumping swords. They do frolic on the coastline for
a little bit of frolicking. It cuts the Sentai footage for some of it.
Jaden's rolling around in the tide, and I'm just thinking of, like, what wet spandex feels like to have on.
When they first jump in there, I was like, number one, I hope that the Decker suit is, because they're rubber suits, I hope it's waterproof.
Yeah, I hope they've sprayed, like, a protective layer on it or something.
But also, like, if it's not waterproof, then that means it's not breathable. It's gonna be hot as hell in there. And then also, I was like, Jaden's, like, the Power Ranger boots are a funnel that lead down to your foot. Like, yeah. your spandex goes inside of them, and then all the water just rushing right into your shoe. At best, that's got to be uncomfy.
Squishy.
It's just, there's a lot of squishing around. They keep fighting. At one point, there's, like, a shot of, like, a void shot where they're, like, it cuts back to, like, it's black background, and they're, like, humans.
This is, like, them inside the suit. And this is when I realized that Decker morphs into the skeleton, actually.
It is pretty much a morph, yeah. Because he is a human, but he can turn into Bloodbone Man. And, I still wish the Power Rangers would have been, like, I guess we got to turn into Nylock so we can go get that guy so we can get Emily's soul back.
That would be so cool. And then they turn into weird, like, monsters of their Zords.
Just, oh, my God. Just, like
a lion monster, a lion ape monster. Dragon.
Oh, it wouldn't be ape monster because Emily wasn't there.
Oh, right.
She'd be the only one who is still a human because she used to be a dog.
She used to be a dog.
They try to turn her into an evil Nylock, and they'd be like, wait, your soul is too pure.
Yeah.
Were you some kind of dog?
There's already two parts in here.
Yeah. We can't do anything about that. And she's like, that's my secret, Captain. I'm a dog. And then you can't corrupt a dog's soul. That's impossible. Because unlike horses, all dogs go to heaven. What else happens? There is a part where Jaden gets cut, air quotes, cut in the face.
They make a slash, like, on the helmet. Not, like, physically, but there's, like, an effect.
And they treat it like he got his face, like his real human face cut.
Yeah.
But like it's his helmet. And then like later on, his face doesn't even have a cut on it. It would have been neat if it was like that got through the helmet.
That would have been so cool. Man. Also, for a lot of this fight, Decker's holding his sword backwards.
Yeah, like he's holding the sword that long.
Yeah, well, he's holding it with the back edge of it is serrated.
Yeah,
but that's the edge he's holding forward a lot.
That's for like grossness. Like you, that's not sword fighting. That's like axe murdering when you're doing that.
Yeah,
we come back to the others fighting. And they're kind of like, it's kind of like a mook fight. Like they're all like doing one at a time and like getting knocked down by Ronnie Carolina until at some point he's like, I'm going to kill you, Blue Ranger. And then he's like, surprise, I have a gun. And then he pulls out his bow and then shoots him with the bow.
He's like, say hello to my little hydro bow. And
he does say that.
He literally blows him up with it.
And he shoots him to death and he kills him. And then he grows. And this is also really weird because they're like, we got to get in the Megazords. And Antonio's like, you go. I'm too weak. Like he says, I'm too weak.
That was so weird.
Like, I know you were in the fight yesterday, but that was yesterday. And Jaden seems okay. And also, you weren't that bad yesterday. Like, you were you were fine. I think you were fine. I don't know. It's weird to punk him out like this at the end of the season. Like, I get he's not in the footage, but, like, you could have done something else.
Yeah.
So, they get in the Megazord, and it's the four of them in one empty place in the middle that I guess you could have put a sixth, if you had a spare guy, you probably could have put him there to help.
yeah, but then they would have had to shoot something.
But they had to shoot it without Jaden anyway. This is, like, new footage. All the Megazord stuff is American footage anyway. Like, the cockpit stuff is all American.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So just put him in there.
Just put him in there.
He's too weak.
Why did you punk him out?
He's just laying on the ground. He's like, I got punched by the guy.
ow.
He's too weak in the knees thinking about how hot Jaden is fighting right now.
And look, we've all been there. So they start fighting, and Ronnie Carolina, whose main power has been put you to sleep and go in your dreams and eat them.
Yeah, but they killed that power.
They broke that power, so he has a new supplementary power, which is when he's big, he can hop in the air and teleport around while he's like kind of crouch jumping like in Halo. Like, what the hell is this power?
I don't know.
Anyway, he's teleporting around. They're like, oh god, how are we gonna defeat him? And then Kevin's like, hold on, and then hits him one time. He's like, we gotta make Jaden proud. And then he hits him and knocks him down, and they say something about like going to sleep. He's like, I'm not tired. And then they kill him. And then Kevin does the victory is ours, which is Jaden's line, but you have to say it or else you can't leave the Megazord. That they don't tell you that, but
it's like an exit key, yeah.
Yeah, you're stuck. You'll just be stuck in there. So we cut to Jaden and Decker, and they're on a hill now, and they're still fighting, and Decker's like, it's time for this to end. And Jaden's like, yes, it is. And they go at each other, and Jaden gets stabbed in the armpit, it looks like.
At first, it looks like he got him right in the chest, right? Like, right in the middle of the chest. And then we kind of pan around to the other side, and it's definitely just in his right armpit.
It's poking his armpit, and they treat it like he's been stabbed to death, and he drops his sword, and he catches it with the other hand, and then he kills Decker.
Yeah.
And Decker's like, you took some damage.
He slashes up, and it goes across Decker's chest. It slices Urumasa in half.
And he cuts it in half. The curse should be broken.
Yeah. But he does not turn back into a man.
No.
Yeah, and then he's like, what a masterful move, letting me wound you so that you could get close enough to destroy me.
And he's like, thank you. My torment is over.
And he falls off the cliff and just fades away in a puff of Wind Waker smoke.
Turns into Bokoblin Wind Waker smoke, and then Jaden drops to his knees. And you know how autocorrect has gotten really bad recently?
Yeah.
Because, like, it feels like all phones took away the dictionary, and now it's just based on vibes.
Yeah.
So I wrote, he demorphs, demorphs, a word I've spelled 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. But for some reason,
this time,
this is just the first time I let it go. And I was like, I'm just going to talk about it on the show. My phone has decided that demorph is fine, but you can't attach it to anything. So it sounds like Maria the plumber says it because it's he demorpha. Demorph space A.
That demorpha no damn sense.
Isn't that right, old dog? And the dog's like, arf, because it's a,
yeah, that's old dog. More like a, arf, because he's old,
right,
old,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, he does, like, until his side game, old dog's new tricks, he doesn't know, he's not like chatty, you know?
Yeah.
But once we get to the side, once we get, that'll be on the handheld version, is old dog's new tricks. And so he demorpha, and then the other rangers run up. And they, like, congratulate him, and they're like, you did it. And he's just sitting there, like, kind of holding. He is also squeaky clean, by the by. There is not a lick of damage on him.
Yeah, he's unmorphed. He drops down. He's holding his wrist and forearm, which is not where he got stabbed.
No. Nope.
But that's fine. Mia runs up to him and is like, you're okay. And she's like, what about Decker? And Jaden's like, I killed him.
I got him.
He's gone.
And they're like, oh, great. There's no way we'll ever see Decker again. And then they're like, let's get you home. So they get him up, and then we cut to home. And Jaden's there in a sling talking to Kevin and Mike. He's like, Kevin, thank you for leading the team when I could not. And Kevin, in his best acting of the season, goes, yeah, thanks, but it's not my job.
Yeah.
And then I think Mike is like, yeah, there can only be one Red Ranger. And then Jane goes,
hits the smile.
Yep, hits the old skeleton triangle smile.
Yeah, there can only be one Red Ranger. Who told you? How do you know that?
What do you know? What do you know? Were you looking around? Did you go in the basement? You didn't go to the basement. No, nothing's in there. Don't worry about
nothing,
it. You're,
no.
Also, again, reiterate, you're not allowed to go in the basement. It's the one place you can't go in the house.
Who does he think he is? Joe Goldberg? It's a joke for the U fans out there.
I will trust that they loved it. Anna Camp was on the last season of that, and that's pretty much where my knowledge of U starts and ends. She played Twins.
She plays Twins, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was a good show, but I did watch all of it.
Sure.
So I would not have... of my own choice.
Well, no, it doesn't seem like the kind of. I don't know what shows you do watch.
I don't.
Of your own.
Oh,
volition.
Survivor. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch TV shows.
Well,
really,
I don't know what to tell you.
So
I also have a little bit of a trouble keeping up with that with shows in general.
Yeah, we were watching Criminal Minds, but it started out really stupid, and then it got dumber, and I was like, you're going to have to finish this without me. I cannot. I cannot palate this show anymore.
I don't know what her character's name is, but Padgett Brewster's on Criminal Minds. She plays...
Emily Prentice.
Yeah, I was like, it's like Apprentice, but it's not. That's not her last name. It's, yeah, which is great, because I love Padgett Brewster.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's only one Red Ranger. Don't look into it. It's fine.
Do not Google it.
Yeah.
Do not Google the Shiba family tree.
Don't look at it. They had to hide all the books when everyone started living there. They took a bunch of pictures down. There's a lot of like empty spaces that you think a family photo would be in, but there's just not. There's only photos of Jaden as a little boy.
And mentor.
And maybe there's like a single white female thing going on, but it's like a single dad.
Yeah.
Single dad mentor. Where he's like, I'm your dad now, Jaden. And it's weird. I don't like Mentor at all. He's not in this episode a ton, but every time he does show up, I'm like, get this guy out of here.
The last few episodes, his main contribution has been having to say Rhinosnorus with like Ernest.
Like a serious version, yeah, of that, but with his marble mouth. Like,
because he bursts out when Jaden's about to go on the duel. He like bursts out of the door. He's like, oh my God, the Rhinosnorus is attacking me.
Rhinosnorus is attacking. It's like, all right, man.
It's just Rhinosnorus. Okay. He gets totally punked out in this, dude.
He doesn't
Rhinosnorus
do
ends up being one of the worst monsters, actually.
It's like last time he was so good. This is a different. This has got to be a different. I thought he died last time, honestly.
Well,
I guess not.
He took his power away from him. So now all he can do is teleport jump when he's a giant.
Yeah, and only when he's like crouching mid-air and it looks really, really weird.
Because you gotta crouch so you fit in.
So you fit into portals, right?
Portals.
Right.
You gotta be a ball to go in the hoop, you know?
I get, you know, that's the classic saying.
That's what they always say.
Antonio's like, hey, I got a big fish over here. He like rolls up a thing. He's like, hey, it's time to eat. And he opens it and it's this big fish cut up. And they're like, that fish went mega mode. Ha ha ha. And he's like, for my friends, this is the gold standard. Get it?
Because he's a gold ranger. And I don't know if it's been clear. That's why he says that all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't wear a lick of gold ever.
No.
In his civilian identity,
he's got a necklace that's got like a ring or something on it.
Yeah, that's his engagement ring that Jaden gave him when they were kids.
I think that's silver.
It does look kind of silver. Like, if anything, like the most color he's had is, I think this episode, there's some mint green on like his shirt. Is like a very, very light mint green,
and that's
maybe
what happens to brass when it oxidizes.
Well, so maybe he's secretly the brass ranger, and he's like, "It's gold. Don't worry about it. Look at the blue. Don't worry. Don't get tricked by the other stuff. It's fine." So then we cut to like everybody's sitting down eating, and Antonio hands Mia a plate of really good looking fish, and she goes, "Thanks, Antonio." There's a little bit of something there.
She looks at the food like, "Oh, they eat this, but they don't like what I make."
Like, "Oh, I could have made this. It's just a fish. Like,
this is just fish. There's not even any other weird flavor profiles in this at all."
Yeah, there's not hot sauce or peanut butter and jelly. What's even the point? So then Jaden's like, I want to apologize, everybody, because I did go there to defeat Decker to protect innocent people, but also I am a freak like him, because I did want to do it for me too. And they're like, "Oh, don't worry, Jaden. It's like, it's okay." Like, he's like, "I wanted to prove I was worthy of being the Red Ranger." Big parentheses, because you weren't supposed to be, were you?
You kind of fell into this, huh?
And then we get a reverse shot of, I think it's Mia and Emily and Mike on the one side, and I think Kevin and Antonio and maybe Mentor are on the other side. But Emily is wearing a tank top with like a big scoop neck and her arms fully out, and it's the least amount of clothing she's worn, like anyone has worn on the show, because everyone's wearing like three layers all the time because it's 2011.
Yeah.
She looks basically nude. It was jarring for a second. Because like a tank top with like the straps or like ties.
I feel like she was wearing something similar to this for the last couple of episodes. She had like the jean shorts and the yellow shirt with like, but she had a hoodie over it.
She has like a hoodie or something over it. There's always like a layer over everything. This time she's just in the tank top and I'm like, is this allowed?
I don't know if it was full on spaghetti straps, but they were like thin straps.
They're thin straps. They're the kind that like tie together at the shoulder. So They're like the, you have the bows it's up
like,
there.
We just put this on Disney?
And I was like, it was Nickelodeon. So
this is Nickelodeon. You're right.
They got different rules. They got the Clarissa Explains It All. If you look cool, you can wear whatever license.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it was like jarring for a second where I was like, oh God. They like try to console him and he's like, I promise never to jeopardize the mission again. And let's just put a pin in that on the board. I don't have anything to follow up today, but we got 20 some odd more episodes of this show. So let's see if Jaden never does anything to jeopardize the mission again. That's just going to be on the cork board for the rest of the season. And then Kevin's like, well, Decker is gone, but Xandru is still out there. So we gotta kill him and we gotta save people and do Power Ranger stuff still. So like, we still got work to do. Hopefully they let us do a second season of Power Rangers Samurai, or else this is going to be a weird one.
Yeah, what a weird way to end if they didn't come back.
Yeah. And then Mentor pulls out the vape, the black box, the box, but just the vape part of it.
He's at the end of the table in front of everybody, and he pulls it out, and then we get the shot of Antonio looking at it like,
I fixed that.
Almost in a way that's like, yeah, it's done. It works now.
We did it.
But keep
it a secret.
But nobody mentions it.
No. I feel like this is an insert shot that they were like, oh, we haven't said anything about that black box in like three full episodes. We're going to need it later.
It was like, as they were filming this, Nickelodeon called me. It was like, hey, we're going to take 20 more. And they were like, oh, cool. We can throw in that.
All right.
Throw in that cliffhanger for the black box.
So then Jaden says, it's our duty to defeat the Nihilog, but I'm grateful that I don't have to do it alone. and they put their hands in and they're like, Rangers together, samurai forever. But they, that's so much wordier than go Rangers.
It's really wordy, and it's also awkward because it hangs on Jaden for a second before he starts it.
Yeah.
So it's like out of nowhere, all of a sudden, he's just like, Rangers together.
And they're all like, oh, we're doing it. Okay. And he also has to put his left hand in because his right arm is in a sling, but it looks like he tries to put his right arm in for a second. But then we do that, and then the episode ends. And that is
the end of the first half of Power Rangers Samurai.
Power Rangers Samurai.
After this, they get a mushroom, and they become Super Samurai.
I rewatched the CGI Mario movie last weekend. Not the one we just had, but the one before that. Because Ash was up, and I was like, and she loves Mario, does not like that movie. And I was like, I have a hankering to watch it again. Do you want to watch it? She's like, yeah, sure. So we watched it, and that movie, the first part of that movie, when they're in New York, and they're just plumbers, and then they find this, like, magic-looking sewer, is a perfect Mario movie.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's a collection of scenes featuring your friends, the Mario brothers, and Peach and Bowser, all your favorite characters from Nintendo's Mario franchise.
Yeah, and like, I hate to give it this criticism because I like Wayne's World, and it's a similar structure. It is a series of vignettes.
It is, yeah.
But where Wayne's World is jokes,
Mario things.
The Mario movie is just like, look at all the Mario games you can buy and play.
There is literally, when he meets Peach, and he's being chased by the guard toads, and he's like, you got to help me find my brother. And she's like, okay. I was like, why would you do that? And it's like, well, because the script says it, so I have to. And then we made this whole sequence where he's doing it's like a Mario level with like fire bars and piranha plants and stuff. And we have nowhere else to put that. So she's just going to say, okay, I'm going to test you now then. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. And the rest of the movie is like that. Like, it just keeps cutting to other things.
It's not only that, but she runs it first.
She does.
And does like a bomb-ass job at it.
Yeah. And then he sucks at it and eats mushrooms and hates it, which I love whenever they make Mario hate mushrooms. I can't get enough of that. But then she's like, all right, I guess we'll go. I was like, why do you need him? What do you need him for?
Because
you
got to get Luigi.
I guess.
Like, I've only seen the movie the one time, and I probably will never see it again.
I recommend watching it again just to solidify your feelings for it, because I felt exactly the same way on the second watch, and I was like, good.
But, like, is Bowser even, like, attacking them?
For a lot of it, he is not.
Or is it just, like, he has Luigi?
He has Luigi, and then he has the Power Star, and is like, if you don't marry me, I'm going to use the Power Star. And then she's like, well, I have to go to the Kongs, and we have to do a Kong thing there, and then we have to sell copies of Mario Kart 8 for the Nintendo Switch. So we have to do a prolonged Mario Kart sequence. But it's so weird. But that first part, where they're just plumbers, beautiful movie. Perfect movie.
Yeah.
Wish that was the rest of it. Also,
they made that movie. It was Super Mario Brothers 1990.
And that movie is so good. And I just desperately want to write the Luigi's Mansion movie.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't just be a series of Ghostbuster jokes told with Luigi, I promise, which is what I feel like if they ever do make a Luigi's Mansion, it might end up being. Anyway.
That'll just be one scene from a Mario movie. In the Mario Galaxy movie, Mario is going to be running around spherical asteroids.
Yeah.
And Luigi's gonna have a scene where he has to hunt ghosts in a creepy house.
That would be so disappointing.
Luigi's Mansion 4, now available on Switch 2. he'll look right at the camera and say, new Luigi's Mansion game coming soon.
Man, if only you could do this at home. Looks at the camera.
And he sucks up a ghost with his vacuum and he says, suck it, makes me feel good. But it's Charlie Day.
But it's Charlie Day, who I will never say a bad word about. So, you know, let it ride.
Luigi is not bad. It's just the movie is not good.
No. I think Chris Pratt's Mario is pretty good, actually. Like, I think it's like a pretty solid Mario performance.
It's not a bad, like, regular guy Mario.
Yeah, because they do the Mario voice in it, and he's like, and then, like, that's part of the bit for the commercial that they make, and he's like, was that too much? Was that? And I think it's a good way to just be like, well, I'm not going to sound like a stereotype the whole time, like, you know, because they have Charles Martinet there to do that in the movie. But yeah, that movie is something else. It's what is a bunch of scenes that it is. Where? How do we start?
I was just wondering. Are we? Did we end yet?
I don't think so. What's the best? Is I get to pick the best?
Yeah, you start because I don't even remember the episode at this point. The best is when the Mario Brothers are in Manhattan trying to be plumbers.
When they find the hidden secret second sewer, that's the best, I think. I'm gonna say the best for this one is anytime they mention that. There's only one ranger, and there's only ever going to be one ranger. Jaden looks guilty.
Yeah, they're definitely being like, it's not just Jaden.
It's not, though.
I think the best is when Jaden cuts Urumasa in half.
That's pretty good. Oh, you know what? I'm actually going to change mine.
When he does the forbidden technique, and he drops his sword into his other hand.
Yeah. Isn't there a thing in Star Wars where, there, like, turning off your lightsaber, even the bad guys are like, that's too far.
Yeah, if you turn it, well, no, I think that's if you turn it off and then back on.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't clash, they just kind of swing through it and get thrown off, and you just easily can kill them.
That's, I would fight like that every single time, and I'd be an invincible Jedi boy.
Wait, no, the Jedi Council is going to be like, you shouldn't do that.
And I'd be like, okay, fight me with the sword right now then. And then they won't do that because they're trained not to. And then I would cut all them down.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, they're all problem dead solved. Anyway. Anakin Skywalker took them out. Yeah, so,
like, come on.
And that guy was just, like, mad about his girlfriend for a minute.
Come on. Pathetic. I'm actually going to change my best to Kevin making good points.
That's pretty good.
Because I did not expect to be like, yeah, no, Kevin's right. Like, I don't think I've ever thought that during this season. So I'm gonna give that to Kevin. The worst is the rest of the Mario movie, where it's just a bunch of scenes with Mario in it, I think.
Yeah, I think specifically it's the worst in the Kong stuff.
The Kong stuff sucks really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
As a Donkey Kong fan,
I bet it was pretty upsetting.
Like,
Seth Rogen does nothing.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, technically, yes, Donkey Kong and Mario are in the same world.
Right.
But they don't need to be the same thing.
No.
And I don't know. And Cranky Kong was there. Was he there?
Cranky Kong was there. And I think it's Fred Armisen. And he's not doing any recognizable version of what a Cranky Kong could be. It's a completely unique take. For better or worse.
Yeah, I don't know. And the Donkey Kong stuff leads to the Mario Kart. Like, the Mario Karting is Kong stuff.
Right, because Donkey Kongs make cars.
And then in the new Mario Kart, they couldn't even give Donkey Kong a second costume.
Nope.
Well, and no, they Donkey gave him, he's got his regular and one more. But they couldn't give him, like, 10 costumes.
Yeah, like, Baby Peach has, like, 4. So, like, come on.
It's ridiculous.
No, I think the worst in this episode is... Oh, I don't want to say the worst is the things they didn't do that we fantasy booked, because that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I don't like to get our fantasy booking involved in the best and worst.
Yeah. Is the worst just the tragic downfall of Ronnie Carolina?
I think I was going to say the worst is that because the way the episode is split into the Rangers doing stuff and Jaden having the ultimate duel, neither of them are effective.
Right.
And it just is kind of a Power Rangers Samurai, like, static episode.
Yeah. And, like, they could have, like, I feel like if they would have focused on one for, like, the bulk of the episode, it probably wouldn't have gone great anyway. But, like, it still would have at least gotten a little more attention. But I also feel like maybe they just didn't have enough ideas for either side.
Yeah. The duel was kind of a wet noodle. And then
it was kind of floppy.
All the Rhinosaurus stuff was just like, he's back, but he sucks now. And you're just going to stomp him out.
Yeah. And then he's going to die.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that just that. However I worded it before.
I will agree with however you worded it before. That's Benny and Mr. Danger. That's on you. Good luck. Just ciphering. What the hell? I don't even remember what we just said. I'm just thinking about the Mario movie now. More accurately, I'm thinking about the Luigi's Mansion movie because Ash and I kind of fantasy booked it a little bit while we were watching it. And you have Daisy show up and as like the professional Ghostbuster to like help Luigi. Yeah. And you don't mention she's a princess till the very end. You're like, and someone's like, Princess Daisy, what are you doing here? And Luigi's like, I kissed a princess? Like that kind of thing. It'd be good. MVP is Decker?
Kevin?
Could it be Kevin?
I think it might be Kevin. I think for me, I think it's Kevin. Because okay. Decker in this was just, he was just a bad guy for Jaden to beat.
Yeah, but I kind of like it felt, I feel like he's a victim of the writing more
yeah,
than anything.
Yeah, like, we saw him fall off a cliff and fade away. And like,
he's not, he dude's coming back.
There's no way that, like, we cannot let these people who were humans be killed by the good guys.
Yeah. But just the way that he was like, I'm getting tired of waiting, so we're going to have to fight now. And then the monster showed up. He's like, all right, fine, I'll kill them and I'll give you a day. I do kind of like that. And the way he killed all the Moogies was really cool. So yeah. I'm going to give it to Decker. I'm saying
Antonio even was like, that didn't slow him down at all. He had no problem with that.
Yeah, this is, we cannot fight right now. You absolutely can't fight.
I am going to give it to Kevin just for him making the most of sense.
Congratulations,
and then taking
Kevin.
Over for in the leadership role and like all that. I'm just going to give it to Kevin. Yeah. Give this to Kevin.
All right. Sounds good. I think now we have to rank it. And it's not as good as yesterday's episode. Well, this week, the last episode, we recorded it yesterday. It's not that good.
No. It's a very, like, it's not, like, bad. It's just pretty, It's tap water. It is Power Rangers tap water.
It is. I like it more than I've got a spell on blue.
I'm just noticing that you wrote da blue and da gold in here.
Yeah.
Where were you looking? Did you?
I'm looking at kind of dead center above. Yeah. Above, I've got a spell on blue.
I'm going up. I'm kind of like around Jaden's challenge, maybe.
Okay. Room for one more is that's the second. Let me pull it up. Let me see if I still have it pulled up. I think that's the episode Petra was on. Yes. Okay. So that's Antonio's second episode, like about him and the Octozord and all that stuff.
I don't think this is going to clear that.
I don't think it's better than that. Jaden's challenge, is that episode 7-11? No, that's episode 7-12. Test of the Leader is Jade is 7-11, which is why I'll never remember what that episode's about, because all I remember is that 7-11, who never got back to us. Damn shame.
5-for-1 hot
dog. Could have had it all. Could have had 5-for-1 participating 7-11s. Jaden's challenge, he leaves the Shiba house to do other Ranger stuff. I think it's better than Jaden's challenge.
That's when he's just like out on his own, right?
Yeah.
Being
and
like,
his challenge
I can't
is
let
like
them,
he has to go home.
I can't let them protect me.
Yeah. So I think it's better than that. Not as good as Room for One More. Coming in at number 8, the ultimate duel of Ultimate Destiny. I don't want to spoil anything. But I accidentally clicked on the Super Samurai playlist instead of the Samurai playlist.
Oh, and we're immediately getting Lauren at the beginning of the next episode.
No, did not see. So the images, the episode thumbnails on the YouTube list is not just Power Ranger helmets like the first one. So there's a lot of, you know, people and stuff. Didn't see Lauren. Stopped looking once I realized it was Samurai. But I think I go scroll down to the bottom and there is another episode that has the word duel in it. So
this is the ultimate duel, and that one is going to be like
the final duel,
the final
for realsies,
the Omega duel.
Yeah.
And Omega and Nova Ranger are going to show up. And
they're going to show up for 2 seconds.
They're going to be like, here's some future tech to help you kill Super Decker or whatever.
Yeah. We put this this samurai sword into a dragon for 10,000 years to make it very powerful. And now you can kill Super Decker because he comes back. He's part robot now. Oh, no.
Oh, God. He's half human, half Nylock, half robot.
Half machine. He's three halves. He's the ultimate man. I didn't look at any of the thumbnails once I realized that I was there. So I don't know, like, anything that's coming. Just to stay a little spoiler free if I could, but one episode does have the word duel in it. I did see that. So this is not the ultimate duel because ultimate means final. So
yeah, which means Super Smash Brothers is over.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So stop predicting what the next game is going to be. There is no next game. We had the ultimate Super Smash Brothers.
Leave him alone.
Let him make his little Kirby games.
Let him make his dumb little Kirby games in peace. did you see any of the Kirby Direct?
I watched the whole Direct. Yeah.
Did you? I didn't watch all of it, but when he goes, unfortunately, you will have to use two buttons. And
we
did have to
add a second button.
I was like, oh, Sakurai, you beautiful man.
It sucks.
You absolute sweetheart.
We did it, and that's so you can use super moves or whatever. I didn't want him.
I tried taking away the button.
What if it just went? And you just...
I just want you to just cruise around, baby. This is supposed to be a victory lap for
me. Part of it where they're like, here's the racetracks. He comes on the screen for a second. He's like, oh, we all know the most important part of Kirby Air Ride is not racing.
Yeah.
It's cruising around the city and then, like, doing mini games. It's
cruising around having fun with the boys. That's what it's all about.
And we put a racing game in there because it's the only way Nintendo would let me make
it. I am kind of excited for Kirby. I never played Kirby Air Ride. I don't think I've ever even played it.
I've never played the original.
Because I didn't have it, and I don't think Eli had it, and he's the only one of my friends who also had a GameCube that would have gotten it, and I don't think he did. So I don't think I ever played Kirby Air Ride. But I'm kind of excited just how he was so apologetic that you have to press two buttons in this video game. That's charming. Sakurai is so charming.
Yeah.
My idea for Smash, one of them was that we said on the show was like, it's just new people. And it's fully new people. And then you go backwards and now you make their games. But you could also get kind of weird with it and be like, we found a game from 1986. So we found the 1986 Nintendo Secret Agent Crocodile game. We lost it. We thought it was gone forever, but here it is. You just make a new Nintendo game. Or you condense the people down. You like amalgamize them. Like, this is every version of Link, but put in this new universe. Yeah. This is the Smash universe. And it's like, here's what Mario would be like.
This Link can throw bombs, and he has like the Gale Boomerang, but he also has a spinner. He's got stuff from everything. He's got a Rock's Feather. He's got
He's got all that stuff. Here's his character backstory for this new world, and you can read about it in the trophy menu or whatever.
Like they did for Soul Calibur 2. They gave him a whole new, like, this Link, this is his backstory.
This is a new guy, and you love him. It's Link. He's got a sword. It's fine.
This is Link, and like, here's Mario, and he has moves from games after Sunshine now.
He could throw his hat. Let him throw his hat.
Because the last new move they gave him was Flood, I think.
Yes. Did they put the cape on it? Did they give him the cape after Flood?
No, the cape is in the original.
Oh, you're right.
Because he can reflect projectiles
around. Yeah. Wild. Anyway, that's been Power Rangers. I don't know why we talked about everything else besides.
I keep thinking we stopped. we were finished
this
with the episode.
This episode's only an hour. We started... We came back from the break at 22 minutes.
Yeah.
It is an hour and 25 minutes, and we talked about the Mario movie for, I think, 11.
We talked about a lot of other stuff, because this episode left no impression.
This episode is like, it's rice cake. This is a rice cake episode where it's like, yep.
Not even salted, just a plain-ass rice cake.
It's just plain rice cake. It does technically have a caloric value, but that is as much detail as we can give you on it. Anyway... If you want to talk to us about Smash Brothers, hit us up on the Discord. Riley tried making a new Smash Brothers, and Riley will be on the next episode, and I will be talking to them about it because I think it is an absolute bananas idea to do. Like, I don't necessarily mean it in a good or a bad way.
Yeah.
It's just how Riley got there, I need to know about.
They posted their whole thing it's the different characters, and they have different, like, battle styles or whatever. And eventually, I feel like it got away from them. So,
oh, for sure.
So I was like, hey, how is this different from just having a big roster?
Right.
And they were like, I think I might have to reevaluate some stuff.
So we'll be talking about that.
Yeah. It'll probably come up.
It'll come up in the Party Monster episode. That'll be out on Halloween Day. That'll be out on Halloween, and then the... however many weeks we have in the interim, one will be a Dream Boys. Maybe we'll have another bonus episode where we just talk about Smash Brothers or whatever. We don't have another. We have recorded for Hello Hyrule. We've recorded with them a bonus episode with them that's not out yet. And we'll be doing a second part because, if you can imagine, it got away from us. So we're like, we'll do the whole thing in this one episode. And then 4 hours in, we're like, we have to stop and do it.
I knew going in.
You knew.
I was like, we have to make this half the size because none of us are going to shut up the whole time.
And then I was like, nah, it'll be fine. And then 4 hours later, we were halfway done. And we're like, all right, we'll see you next time. So we're recording Nessu 2, but that's going to be over on the Hello Hyrule feed. So we don't have a Smash Kart 2 yet. Maybe we should do a DLC, a Smash Kart DLC at some point.
What if
maybe
we,
after.
What if instead we could do a DLC, but what if we just did Smash Brothers?
Well,
we do what we did with Smash Kart. But we
but
do
we
it,
just do we do it, the Smash Draft.
We do it for the brothers.
We do it for they're better than the others.
You'll be hooked on the brothers.
You'll be hooked on them. I promise. All right, yeah. I'll send that up to Flagpole. We'll see what see what happens. All right. Well, anyway, we're just vamping at this point because having an episode shorter than an hour and a half is weird. So, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you for at the very least for Dream Boys next.
Yeah.
But until then.
May the power protect you.
Recording. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
We'll get the date while we stay on the lookout. Oh, excuse me. I scrolled so far down to get to
the... Is Super Samurai on that same page or is it separate?
It is on the same page.
Okay, good. Good, but also, man.
Right, and also for some reason, Clash of the Red Rangers is listed as 722.
Is that when Lauren and Jaden fight?
No, I think it's the crossover with RPM. Which is weird because that's another universe. So, like, I don't know how that's
going. Well, they went back in time to Dino Thunder. They don't remember that, though. Well,
you're thinking about SPD.
Yeah, you're right.
Not RPM, the last one we watched. In the apocalypse.
You're right, I am thinking about that. I was like, wow, I didn't think Jack would ever be back.
That's wild that they went five seasons back to...
So if that puts this in the future...
I don't think it's going to make a lick of goddamn sense either
way. This is the world that exists post-apocalypse. It spawned from the waterfall and spread, and now we have Panorama City.
And that's where Panorama... That's where they made it to
which
Panorama.
Which means it's not in real time, which means Spike can be 17 and it's fine.
Okay. All right, well, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.